This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out. I mean, it's not just holsters. It's magazine carriers. It's the contact series. It's the knives. It's the belts. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Okay. Time for a little disclosure. I told you that I had something going on that might prevent me from being here from time to time over the next week. Let me tell you what it was, simply so you can avoid it if you can. Now, if I had to do this over again, I would do it the same way. Okay? Friday, I observed a government vehicle of the U.S. Postal Service weaving in traffic. I tried to call the Postal Service, and I got nowhere with that. So I took a picture of this vehicle, because it had a vehicle number on the back of it. And that's what I did. I took a picture of the vehicle, and then we went our merry old way. And then I took that picture, and I posted it on Facebook. Because it sort of angered me that you can't get through to the post office. I mean, if there is a agency out there that is indicative of the federal government running something into the ground, it would be the post office. So I posted it on Facebook, a little, I thought, humorous little thing above it. And I went, and that was my cathartic moment. I got that out of my system. I was done. On the next day, on Saturday, the driver of that truck contacted me. In a threatening manner. Now, my first thought about this was, anybody who is crazy enough to work for the post office and do this in today's day and age is probably a dangerous person. And hence, that was an issue for me. So that, we went back and forth, based upon the nature of, I actually tried to lure him. I kind of thought where he wanted to, I was thinking about where might he want to go with this. And as I'm thinking about this, I tried to lure him into making some stuff. And it turned out he was just full of hot air. He was just being silly. But still, Now we've got two transgressions. First, he was driving like he was impaired. Second, he has reached out to me to threaten. Even if it was a silly thing, it was a threat. And I'm a public person. Everything on Facebook is public. I have children. You know, they're grown, they're armed, but children nonetheless. Some of my children have children. All I was thinking about was, this guy's a threat, and I got to do something to neutralize him. Now you begin to see my issue. As much as I seek avoiding real confrontation. And I'm not talking about confrontation over, you know, didn't cook my steak right or something like that. I'm talking about confrontation. I'm talking about violent confrontation. As much as I seek to avoid violent confrontation, I had this presented to me, and I didn't know where it was going to go. So this went back and forth for about 2 hours on Saturday. And finally, I blocked him, and I took everything. I took screen grabs of everything. And come Monday, I presented this to the post office. My position with them, and I wasn't trying to be anything other than, I don't honestly believe that if you've been a good employee somewhere and you do something that is wrong, even if it's dumb wrong, I don't think that costs you your job. I don't think it should cost you your job. And I told them that. I told him as much. And to his credit, he was read the Riot Act 8:30 Tuesday morning, yesterday morning. Okay. After that, he picked up the phone and he started calling around, and then he became a victim. So we've gone from reckless driving to threatening, and now he's a victim. And I started getting messages from other people that he's related to on Facebook that I don't know, that are not friends with me or anything. They have to send a message request, and I have to accept it in order to see it. And I took that and did screen grabs of that, too, and I said, look, I'm getting real tired of this. And I have, I mean, like in the space of like 24, 48 hours, I've gone from being sort of on edge because I didn't know exactly what this guy was going to be about to being sort of just irritated with the whole situation. I believe it is over now. Now, what is the moral of this story? Their biggest gripe with me was that I dared complain about the way he was driving. Everybody, when he became the victim, that was his thing. And without knowing a whole lot about me, he decided to let me know that I didn't know anything about what he did, or at least his people did. And the fact of the matter is this, I delivered things for 20 years, not mail, much heavier things. And I had to work out in the weather, and I had to climb in and out. And I mean, I had to work with a fractured vertebrae one time. I had to work with a fractured tailbone, broken ribs, hands broken, foot broken. I mean, I have worked under deplorable conditions, and I don't do it anymore. Just like he could just not do it anymore, but you know, instead he's got to be a victim. So that's what's been going on. I think it has all been put to bed. I sincerely hope it has. I don't really want to. I still don't want the guy's job. I don't want to get in a confrontation with him. I don't even want to know him. I didn't know him before then. And if I see him driving around again erratically, I will report him again. Getting out there and being a victim doesn't mean that you can do something unsafe. So, there's really no moral to it except for when you do something, I guess you need to be prepared for it to go sideways, which I was completely not prepared for that. I thought I'd post something up on Facebook after I couldn't complain to anybody. I thought I'd just post something up on Facebook, and then he found it. Somebody found it somehow or other. I mean, I do local radio around here, and there are some people that follow me, and they saw that, and they showed it to him. So, that's what's up, and I wish him and his family well. I hope that they get over whatever anger issues they have. I have no desire to bring any particular skill set I might bring to the board to him, because that's not going to be good at all. This is Christmas. This is the time to have goodwill towards men, right? So that's what's been going on. I haven't had a whole lot of goodwill coming my way, but I have been trying to push it out. I have been trying to push it out. And that's why I have been sort of laying out a little bit. I'm sort of worn out from it. But when we get back, Louisiana Sheriff gets out there and lays it all on the line, and MSNBC cuts him off. Cuts him off because they don't like the way he's saying what he's saying and the way that he's saying it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
eliminating the calls, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is lubrication. It takes your weapon, and it's treating it, all the metal parts of your weapon. Second, it's increasing its lethality, its combat effectiveness. If you haven't tried them, give them a look. Froglube.com. I used to be a very avid fan of The Walking Dead. We'll get to the sheriff in a minute. I forgot about that I had this piece, and I want to go with this if we can. The first two seasons of it I found to be particularly gritty. The guy who plays Rick, every other role he's ever had, he's British, and every other role he's ever had, he's played sort of the fancy boy. So when he became Rick on Walking Dead and got all gritty and just you know, hardcore, it was interesting to watch that. Last season, they got a new bad guy. And he was billed as the ultimate bad guy. His name was Negan. And he led a group called the Saviors. The Saviors would offer protection for half of everything the community surrounding Washington, D.C. had. And once they became aware of you, you could not say no to their demand for half of it. The Saviors have a very strict set of rules everyone has to live by. Everyone has to follow these draconian rules except Negan and his other leaders of the Saviors. And they also shroud their evil in a blanket for the greater good. And to quote Negan himself, the Saviors do what they do to bring back civilization. If you look at this, what you're looking at is this dystopian society. And when you're looking at this and you're looking at Negan, what you have to realize is that you're now looking at the leftist utopia. Negan is the model of the perfect leftist government. I kind of think that may have been done on purpose, too. Now, Scott Gimple, he's the director. Robert Kirkman is the creator. I don't really know anything about them, but I think there's something there. The first thing that Negan preaches is collectivism. And if you ask any of the Saviors who they are, they will respond with the word Negan. It's like the Borg. Resistance is futile. If Negan does represent the state, then this means that individual liberties mean very little. And your duty is to the state and to the state alone. This is the kind of thing like this, you know, Cuba was run by Castro. Pol Pot ran Cambodia. No one can argue about the Saviors being a cult of personality. And then comes the next point here. Negan is almost worshipped as a godlike figure. When he enters a room, everyone has to kneel in reverence to Negan. Negan views himself as a Christ-like figure. And that matches up what you see in North Korea with the Kim family. Leftist governments always replace religion with worship of the state. Negan goes to Alexandria, Virginia, and that's where the heroes are living, Rick and his crew, and discovers they have records of every firearm. And this is a classic example of gun registration. So Negan uses this list to confiscate every firearm from the people of Alexandria. Leftist governments always institute a firearms registration before issuing confiscations. So you can look to any number of leftist states to see this. From Cuba to the USSR, this is played out time and time again. There you have the great example as to why most of us on the right oppose a gun registration. And then Negan demands half of everything. This is actually better than what the leftists want. Leftist countries have taken as much as 100% of everything. Negan only takes half. Now, if you don't give Negan half, then the punishment is swift and severe. And this basically equates itself as a tax. Spencer from the show even refers to it as a tax. In one episode, Negan kills a walker or a zombie and uses that as justification for taking half of everything. And this is another thing we see in all governments, the overcharging for services that would be cheaper if done by a private contractor. Think about those $800 toilet seats. So even if you don't use the Savior services, you still have to pay. And that's much like paying for welfare or Medicaid that not only you do not need, but you do not want. Not paying would be breaking the law. So much like real life, not paying in TWD would be breaking the rules. The penalties in both worlds are stiff. So now we've determined that there's no way to opt out. If you don't go along with Nagin, the penalties will hit you hard. There is an exemption, though. Nagin himself doesn't have to follow the rules. He has made himself exempt from them. And this is like the ruling class of any leftist government. Or say a government exempting themselves from the Affordable Health Care Act. I don't know what they're doing on that show. I don't know if, that this is meant to be a message or what. But this sounds like the Democrats, doesn't it? Yeah. Interesting. It's an interesting thing to consider. Art imitating life is what it boils down to. Don't do as I do. You can't do as I do. You can do as I'm going to tell you to do. And I want half of everything you got. And you can't have any guns. And I'm exempt from all of this because I am Nagin. And they are Nagin. And now you too are Nagin. Now, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about a registry that is out there right now. And Obama has precious little time to do something about it because this will impact his legacy, this registry. And I'm going to be interested to see what they do with this registry now because in about 33 days, Obama is no longer in charge. So that's coming up when we get back. Interesting times we live in. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Live from the Second Call Defense Defending You, After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I don't do nearly as much about the variety of their website, the variety of their offerings, the contact series, the knives, the belts, the tactical nylon, the holsters, the modularity, the indestructibility. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. And before I take it too much further, I haven't mentioned this today. I need to mention this today. If you are interested at all in national reciprocity, national concealed carry, then you need to email me. Because I and Ammo Land and Arbalest Quarrel are building, we're building a way to get the information, and we're not going to be going to Congress. We're going to the executive branch. Arbalest Quarrel has a line of communication with our new Vice President, Mike Pence. So, Trump has signified he will sign it. We want to put together a big enough list of people to where we can go to the Vice President and say, Mr. Vice President, this is just what we've been able to gather. And I need people to email me. If you're listening to this show, if you want to have national concealed carry, please email me. All you got to do is say yes to concealed national reciprocity at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Send that to me. All I'm doing with it is forwarding that to Arbalest Quarrel. And you're not going to get any sort of your email address isn't going to get sold, and nobody's going to call you wanting money, and nobody's going to contact you wanting money. And nobody's going to spam you. You're not going to end up on a spam list or anything else. Bill at lockandloadradio.com. In 2012, Barack Obama put in place a program that was set up to defer deportation for what turned out to be about 800,000 undocumented law-abiding youngsters, or illegal aliens, as I like to call them. This has created a database for President-elect Donald Trump's Deportation Force Toolbox. This coming from the Sacramento Bee, by the way. They don't like this. They don't like that this is out there. And the program, known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, this also allows parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents to delay deportations. Trump calls these Barack Obama's two illegal amnesties. The DACA database, according to the Sacramento Bee, must not become a weapon against mostly Latino immigrant families. To protect Dreamers and their families, Obama should immediately issue a presidential pardon to those who have registered for all potential immigration violations. How do you pardon somebody that is not a citizen of the non-American citizen? How does the president do that? Huh? Sacramento Bee does not answer that. They say this act alone would send an unmistakable message to those who want to deport millions of undocumented immigrants that there will be a resistance everywhere and that no one is going to go to detention camps quietly. Ah, gosh. Those good old Democrats, they... See, this is what would happen if there was a gun registry. This is what the Democrats would do to us. They would round up the guns or they would round us up. This is them projecting what they would like to do. It would not be that hard to do if Trump decides to go full on. Eisenhower did it. He didn't have the kind of technology at his disposal that Trump does. Eisenhower did it three different times. Operations Wetback 1, 2, and 3. And when they started when they were rounding people up, and they weren't just taking them to the border. They were putting them on a boat and taking them down the coast, taking them down the Central American coast, dropping them off near the Mexican southern border. We've got to draw a line somewhere. And I'm getting tired of all of these politicians on that side of the aisle putting these Latino illegal aliens ahead of the youth here in the United States. Do you think maybe some of those kids that are gang members in the middle of Chicago might have a dream or two? How about those dreamers? Do you think that might be a possibility? Should we maybe be looking at them before we look at these illegals? And I don't care how they got here. I don't care that they are here. I just want them to go. I just want them. There is a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. And when you get out there, I mean, we're seeing this with the electors. The electors are bound. They're bound to vote. That's the way it's supposed to go. And yet now there's some electors out there saying, well, I don't necessarily agree with that. Well, you did when you took the job. You did when you took the job. And if you can't do it, then we'll get somebody else that can. Donald Trump's going to be the next president, period. President Barack Obama set all of this up. And we're going to see we'll see what happens with it. But what the Sacramento Bee is saying is going to happen is going to be detention camps and physical removal. Now, in 1989, San Francisco was the author of the first sanctuary city ordinance. And the writers of the Sacramento Bee take great heart in that. Democratic mayors, including Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles, Daryl Steinberg in Sacramento, and Ed Lee in San Francisco, have pledged to defend their sanctuary city policies. I want to see those guys locked up. I want to see those guys locked up. The dreamers should not be able to dream ahead of the American dreamers. The ones who would dream if they thought they could. There should be nothing in place for them first. The Americans should come first. America for America. How about that? That's my proposal. And if these guys can't live with that at the Sacramento Bee or in California, I guess maybe they need to look at other things. But this part of it here, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. And I think the line should be drawn where, you know, we can try to streamline the process, but they got to get out of here first. They got to go. First they go, then they can apply, then they can try to come back. That's just the way it is. That doesn't make me harsh. That's one set of rules for everybody. I'm about to give it back to GCN one last time, and as we get ready to go, we're going to end tonight with a way for the Democrats to grab the Senate long enough to confirm Merrick Garland. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is a lubrication system, a cleaning and lubrication system that is unlike any out there. Completely biodegradable. Very, very effective. Check them out. froglube.com. Right now, the Democrats in the Senate are considering something that is insane. Some of the lefties on social media are kicking this plot around. And what they want to do is effectively hijack the Senate as soon as it gavels back into session next year in order to exploit what they believe to be a loophole that would allow the Senate Democrats to confirm Merrick Garland before the chamber's agenda is technically controlled by Mitch McConnell's Republicans. Now, there's a lot of people like, there's various liberals who, until very recently, were wringing their hands about the prospect of a Trump-precipitated constitutional crisis. Like Matt McDermott. On Twitter, he said, been reading up on this procedural opening for a few hours. It's actually a reasonable interpretation. Biggest obstacle is the Democrats' spine. Well, yeah, and that's probably common sense. It turns out that sometimes openly advocating a constitutional crisis through the breathtaking and illegitimate arrogation of power is just peachy so long as it's intended to save the country from the fascists. As this post from a left-wing fringe site puts it, on January 3rd, 2017, Democrats will hold a majority in the Senate for a few minutes until the newly elected senators are sworn in. Biden could convene the Senate in those few minutes and call for a vote. The majority could then suspend the rules and vote in Merrick Garland. The key here is that VP Biden would have to be willing to convene the Senate and recognize Senator Dick Durbin instead of Mitch McConnell. Durbin moves to renominate Garland, and Senate Democrats then vote to confirm him. They will have a quorum for those few minutes. It's bold. Garland would be confirmed by 34 Democrats and no Republicans. It will certainly enrage Republicans, but they're already enraged and full of hubris about how they're going to screw Democrats anyway. So what do they really have to lose? Not much. Takes courage. It takes a resolve to do what's right for this country, to reclaim the Supreme Court nominations Republicans that think they stole from us. It takes backbone. All right. Nothing was stolen. Okay, that's item number one. Nothing was stolen, as this writer so melodramatically frames things, for reasons that have been explained several times. Republicans merely followed the Biden rule, the same Joe Biden they want to gavel it in, which prevented a lame duck president from tipping the court's balance with an election year opening arose. They insisted that the people have their say, and the people picked a Republican president who has vowed to replace the late Justice Scalia with a similarly minded nominee, which is not what they were counting on. Now, the originator of that idea is a lefty radio host who is also a chief proponent of Senate Democrats using reconciliation to force through Obamacare after Scott Brown was elected by the people of Massachusetts to stop the law in its tracks. Some elements of the left, they never tire in its scheming to thwart the will of the voters, it seems. Conservatives reacted to the proposed unprecedented power grab with a heavy dose of scornful reality checking, though. Gabriel Mailer, no, the biggest obstacle is people who understand what a stupid idea this is, unless you're in favor of Congress adding SCOTUS justices. Sean Davis, this silly idea has absolutely no basis in reality, none. You must be entirely ignorant of Senate rules to buy into it. There appears to be some dispute as to whether Senate Democrats would even hold an extremely fleeting, phony majority under this scenario and whether they could actually manage to suspend the rules within the rules to pull off this brazen stunt. I would imagine, though, that cooler heads would prevail, especially in light of several Democrats' fresh and public professions of regret over their last raw, costly power play. Because there's little they can do about it, and some top Democrats are now coming to regret it. That's because Senate Democrats muscled through an unprecedented rules change in 2013 to weaken the power of the minority party to filibuster cabinet-level appointees and most judicial nominees, now setting the threshold at 51 votes rather than 60 to overcome tactics aimed at derailing nominations. With the Senate GOP poised to hold 52 seats next Congress, some Democrats now say they should have thought twice before making the rules change, known on Capitol Hill as the nuclear options. Some Democrats realize they've made life harder for themselves. I would look for Joe Manchin to vote with the Republicans. If he does not switch over to the Republican Party, I would look for him to vote with the Republicans. I would look for that. I expect that to happen. Now, Richard Blumenthal said, in specific circumstances, we may regret that we can't block a nomination, but I think the American people want action. They want the process to work, and they want folks whom they have elected to actually do the job and get stuff done. One person who seems to be having buyer's remorse over the change in filibuster rules is Senator Chuck Schumer, the incoming Democratic leader. Schumer told the Washington Post last month that he privately lobbied Senate Democrats in 2013 to maintain the 60-vote threshold for cabinet-level nominees, but I didn't prevail. Asked twice at a news conference last week, Schumer declined to say if he thought invoking the nuclear option was a mistake. I would say he said yeah. And given that last quote, what are the chances Schumer would be willing to go thermonuclear? So, McConnell, you need to put some contingencies in place just in case the Democrats are foolish enough and arrogant enough to attempt this coup. That would be ballsy. That would be one of the brassiest things I have ever seen. So, as we get ready to go away, they've got this thing. What's this thing called? What do they call it? Sandy Hook promises. They've got a propaganda piece where they're saying the first warning sign of a possible school shooting is perhaps most implausible, openly reading a gun magazine in a public school library. As if that wouldn't trigger an hysterical administrative overreaction followed with it, minimum suspension and a mandated psych evaluation. The rest of the signs, from posting an ominous photo and message on social media to being bullied to making overt shooting gestures in class, this hits all the cliches, and the message that the viewers are advised to walk away with is to know the signs. Not a bad idea, but it would be wrong to maintain such warning signs don't exist. Goes without saying timely interventions might help make different outcomes, but at least the most important and relevant sign, the one that all but assures a killer success, completely ignored. Gun violence is preventable when you know the signs, they assure us. Not all is. Not as long as progressive policies have the gun-free zone in place. So, the only thing that will stop the killer in the PSA will be when armed people show up. So, that of course, was omitted in the PSA. So, Interesting. That was interesting. I like that. I like that it was omitted. Tomorrow, if things go right, we should be with Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. We will reconvene in about 21 hours. Hopefully I'll get a little rest now that all of this is put to bed. That'd be nice. I want you to remember this. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is the Christmas season, so certainly enjoy this with your families. Merry Christmas to all of you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.